Council, regular meeting, Friday, September 15th at 10 a.m. I'd like to have my opening prayer and reading of the deceased Osages given by Councilman Yates at this time. I'd like everyone to rise, please. We'll give you just a second. Daughter wait on you.
Yes.
To that, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for our blessings and our continued blessings. Bless each and everyone here today along with our loved ones at home. Grant us the wisdom to make good and wise decisions on behalf of the shareholders. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. We're going to have a reading of our deceased.
What happened?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No, that hurt me.
The reading of the deceased, Patricia W. Grant, January 15th, 2017, Newport, Oregon. Carolyn L. Shannon, July 27th, 2017, Ahuska, Oklahoma. Almeida M. Adams, August 7th, 2017, Conqueror, Oklahoma. Samantha L. Brown, August 4th, 2017, Lepanto, Florida. Candace L. Smith, August 6th, 2017, Irving, Texas. And Robert C. Panther, August 22nd, 2017, Barnesville, Oklahoma. And Charles D. Covey, November 23rd, 2016, Branson, Missouri. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Yates. We'd like our hearts and prayers to go out to all these folks who made the loss of their loved ones. We have some folks down in Tulsa that I'd like to think about today, some of my elders up here. We also want to think about our victims, our families that are in Houston, the Texas area. I have a niece in Florida, and they're all fine. I ask that you think about all these folks. We try to reach out and help them in any way you can. With that, I'd like to do a little housekeeping. Superintendent just called, will be available till Wednesday. Another effort I'd like to have is, Bill, would you announce our oil and gas summit, Lisa?
Yes, we're having the oil and gas lease sale-in summit at the Skytube Casino, November 1st and 2nd. And I think there's about 30 leases that are nominated so far, and I think there could be additional ones. This was kind of a last-minute deal, so a mail out was not sent out, and we just received some addresses but today is the deadline for nominations, basically. And so we're fortunate to have a few lessees that found out about it and nominated some leases. So hopefully we have a good one. And the lease sale will be open to the public, probably 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then the summit will carry on. And of course that takes a registration. There'll be, I think, two or three meals a day. It'll probably go through noon, noon dinner on the 2nd. So that'll be the middle of the week. Is that a Wednesday and Thursday or Tuesday and Wednesday? I'm not sure, anyhow, if you want to nominate something, today's the deadline.
Which of the 2 days is the sale? The first day or the second day?
The lease sale will be November 1st, and it'll be open to the public, and then after that, we'll continue with our technical presentations for, I think, a day and a half right now. It depends on how many speakers we get. And we're looking for oil finders that are interested in doing business in Osage and trying to come up with solutions for operators and potential drillers to have information available to them. I've got a scanner, we can go next door, we can pull records and things like that as long as we make digital copies. The doors are still locked and the information's not available to most operators. And so I think we found a way around that. Right now, I found a laptop to hook the scanner to so we can scan the driller's logs today for some operators, but the laptop crashed, and so you may have to bring your own laptop until the Mineral Council can purchase a new one.
Thank you.
So anyhow.
And also, right after the lease sale itself, Lacey will need to go ahead and have the 2 day ahead on the calling of the Osage Minerals Council meeting at Sky 2 for 10 o'clock. Or, excuse me, might have to go to 11, or we'll call it 11, but immediately after the lease sale. Anything else you'd like to add? With that, I need a roll call, please.
Councilwoman Boone?
Here.
Councilman Chishawala?
Here.
Councilman Crum?
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Present.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I'd like to go into new business. Item A, hydration engineering. Mr. Stroller?
Mr. Chairman, council members, we've completed the first phase of the project that you authorized on August 23rd. And that project was to develop a site-specific environmental assessment that would reduce the cost and time required for the BIA to issue a drilling permit. And the second phase would be with your support to convince the agency to embrace this idea. You'll recall the first site-specific EA was written by the agency, Andy Middick of Beacon Environmental and Performance Operating Company, and that was completed in March of 2015. That 481-page document is posted on the agency's website, and to the best of our knowledge, has been used as a template for all of the site-specific drilling EAs that have followed. Because it's the agency's responsibility to comply with NEPA, the agency's responsible for writing the EAs, but the agency's resources are limited, and the rules of the game allow permit applicants to hire consultants to write environmental assessments. Beacon Environmental, Hydration Engineering, and others have done that kind of work. The process is working, and the consultants and the agency have become more efficient. Drilling permits are being issued. However, I believe that all in the game believe there must be a better way. To execute your project, we wrote a programmatic environmental assessment for well drilling. And then to that, a much simpler site-specific EA would be tiered. Our method, a site-specific EA, would be written for one or more proposed wells in a given quarter section. We furnished Mr. Lynn a draft on September 6th, and I understand he shared that with you. We've also furnished Mr. Lynn a four-page questionnaire, which would provide the necessary information to complete a site-specific EA. With that information in hand, I believe a site-specific EA could be created in a couple of hours. In draft form, our work comprises a 58-page programmatic drilling EA, a 9-page site-specific EA, and a 4-page questionnaire. The basis for our 58-page programmatic EA was an EA prepared for Spyglass Energy Group, dated November 16, and it was written by Beacon Environmental. We eliminated some of the unnecessary language, but not all. It still looks very much like the existing EAs, and except for the site-specific information which was extracted from it. Our draft site-specific drilling EA was initially based on an actual project, one that we're working on, but to illustrate a full range of conditions, we've crafted a hypothetical project which we'll use going forward and which you'll in the near future get a copy of. Our information questionnaire is easy to complete as soon as the wells are staked. Of course, it does not eliminate the requirements for archaeological surveys or beetle surveys. Our method anticipates separate documents for each quarter section. Even though in the past, the site-specific EAs might have incorporated documents in various quarter sections, our method will still be a substantial reduction and much easier to read. Not that anybody's ever read one of these things. The new programmatic EA can be used as the new environmental impact statement is developed and after it's developed. The number of pages is not the whole story. If you're going to write one of these things, you've got to mine the document for all the places where you insert site-specific information, and that will no longer be necessary. We are collecting comments, and we'll have a new version of the draft, which we believe would be suitable to begin discussions with the BIA. So we hope you can give us some support and direct us to the right people in the BIA to get the process started. Thank you.
Council.
So actually, you're just giving us an update, and when you're through with the rest of it, you're going to present it to us, or will you be presenting it to the BIA? I'm a little confused here.
Our idea is to
get down to five pages.
Clean up the three documents that we prepared and send it to Bill. If he thinks it's ready to go, he'll send it to you, and somebody will approach the BIA and say, we're ready to talk.
Okay, that's what I'm just needing to know, sir.
Yes, Council.
Well, I think that the best process would be when we go to the BIA is to have Mr. Storer and his people there along when it's presented to them. Can you hear our friend Eddie talk about it?
You know, I have this hearing problem, so I brought my ears with me today.
I realize that I'm saying that you guys need to be there because we don't need to.
Oh yes.
You don't need to have their comments come to us and then back to you.
Very much
know.
So, but we need to talk to the right person at the BIA, and we need to deliver the message that we're doing this on your behalf.
Yes.
Okay.
I understand. That's very good.
Council.
Chair. Today and next Wednesday, we can say we give you that authority to approach whoever on this environmental to make that discussion. It's going to be a sales job, the way I'm understanding it. And the way I'm hearing, reading the responses is, they're not as receptive as I would hope to be, but still, this is the way to go, in my view.
Thank you.
I think EIS is, I've said a lot about it, so we don't need to go into that. But what do you need from us today, Wednesday, to make this thing approachable to the powers?
Well, just your word is plenty for me. What I'm looking for is your agreement about who we ought to talk to, and maybe somebody from the council to make the first call and say, we're sending these guys to talk to you, please meet with them.
I'd like for you to talk to Zinke.
What'd he say?
Zinke.
Well, we're happy to do that. We've still got enough money in your budget to fly to Washington.
That's my view, is talk to Zinke, because the BIA folks were here, and summarizing my thoughts, they're on a one track train moving along, and somebody did mention that administration is might be the way to go.
I'll be with him in 3 weeks, get it ready, we'll deliver it for the council.
I would be willing to go and carry a briefcase, Mr. Chairman.
We'll get a few doors and everything. Go ahead, sir.
If we do send, I'd like to possibly send a couple other council people with Mr. Storer, because the discussion needs to be strong to the powers that be. So I'd open the floor to two others going with you, Chairman, to make that trip.
we'll have to separate it out. I'm an invited guest of the secretary. But council, on the edge of the item.
Yeah, you, Fred, it's like you're doing really good work. The 58-page programmatic EA along with the site specifics sound really good. My question is, I'm going to pose to Ian Scott, who's showing up, who does. The programmatic EA right now, site-specific drilling that we've been using, what do you think of this? I mean, what are your thoughts? You've done more drilling probably anymore.
What?
It's the same document, almost. Fred's been sharing it with us, mm-hmm. and he tore it apart, put it into exactly what the BIA needs. It's no different. They have the information that they need to make this decision by using this document. I was going to ask the question, why are they, Mr. Tully, are they saying to you they don't want to use this document, the new one?
I've got my notions of what's going on. I got presumptions of what's going on. My feeling is there's a majority on this mineral council that wants to proceed with this. However, that's not getting communicated way up top. And it's not just this case, but it's my feeling that's happening over and over. So that's why I'm saying we need today to make a decision to chairman and a couple others, I don't care who they are, accompany Mr. Storr and present it to Zinke. That way now they know high up, because I've been getting feedback that, hey, everything's okay down there. And it's not. So we need to at least let them know that this is the reality of what we're facing down here. And then they can make their decision on what they need to do. But again, my feeling is we got a majority on the council that feel a certain way. But that's not being reflected way up top. They continue to go along this track.
Well, Fred's work to get us to 4 or 5 pages, and truly, it is about all we change in the original 85-page document, guys. Our land guys, that's what they changed. So all Fred's done is boil it down into one programmatic side and a pretty simple deal that Ben can take, review it quickly. I mean, it should take a couple of hours. So there's absolutely no reason that this shouldn't be done, and hopefully they would see that light too, Andrew, because when we did the first document, we worked with them through it to get it, and Washington approved it. As soon as Washington gets this done, Fred's deal out of it. Whomever in Washington's going to do it, Mr. Zinke, if he would say that, that'd be great. But I don't know if we're making these people mad by going to Washington or what.
I got to be there. It would be an easy fix. I can't go over. Mr. Rebar, we're right with you, Councilwoman Irwin.
This is all fine and well. I think we all need the opportunity and the chance to review it, and then maybe we can make a decision on it Wednesday. On if and when we want to send somebody to Washington. I have not had the time to read it, and I would like to be able to do that, to actually come up with a strategy to give it to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I will.
And then I'd like counsel. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
I will today send you our revisions, which are slight. So if you've already read it, no need to read it again. But if you haven't read it,
really
please read the new version.
My pleasure. Councilman Crum, thank you for waiting.
If I'm hearing right, we have not yet even presented this to the BIA. So us presuming that they're going to fight it, I think, is a little premature. And one of the things that you're going to hear from Zinke if you go up there is, did you just give this to the BIA? Here in town, so that, because you always have to follow the procedure within there. Everything you do, you have to say that you've exhausted the previous one. So, we're not going to make this trip for a little while. Why not? He's going to have it ready. Why not present it to him, like what Fred started talking about at the beginning? If they give us static about it, well, then we have some grounds to complain to Zinke about it.
So we might as well
present it before we go up there to them. They might just say, this is great, we're going to do it tomorrow. You know, we don't know that. So
Council,
I don't have the opportunity to say no.
Council, then I'd like Mr.
Thank you, Chairman. I believe they told us no. The last communications said the EIS is where they're going. And that's all the feedback I need.
Yes, sir.
So, and again, answer Mr. Shaw's thoughts and questions a little bit further embellishing. We stand strong in our stance as a majority of the minerals, and that was reflected in the lawsuit that we won in Tulsa with producers, and we're still arguing the same points 2 years later. They're very hard to change direction. That's why I think, and then just they self-admitted that. And the only thing that's stopped them from carrying on what they want to do is the administration, and I assume that's the Trump administration, which we got some feedback from, not just the Osages, but all natives, that they're willing to do what they need to do, make it happen, to lift the restrictions so we can get back to producing and going after our minerals on any land. We're not the only ones suffering this problem with the Bureau trying to shut down minerals development on all Indian land. So anyway, I think we've heard from the Bureau on their stance on EIS. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Councilman Brown.
I agree that we have heard their stance on the EIS, and I expect them to continue with it. This is separate than the EIS. This is the process we can use right now today to be able to more effectively get the leases for the drilling permits done today, regardless of whether they do the EIS or not. And they're not, and they actually have told us that they would be willing to listen to Fred's proposal and see if it was better to be implemented right now. If I understood Mr. Storr's presentation a while ago, he said this would even be helpful if the EIS comes in, because they could use the work that you guys have done to make, because there's still going to be site-specific information. The court ordered them to do that, you know, and find one of the flaws, that there wasn't enough site-specific information in the past on the 79 EA. So this is not tied actually in directly with the EIS. This is something that can be used regardless of whether the EIS comes into effect, and will be used right now. That was one of the things I really liked about Mr. Storr's presentation last time, was this is something we could do right now and get things going better. And if the EIS comes about, so be it. If it doesn't, we're in a better position to do leasing permits than what we are today.
Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chairman. The EIS is the rollout from the Bureau, and they're not going to stop. My feeling is we just, years ago, we lost the Irving case. We lost it because we extended our jurisdiction over fee simple in Osage County, and we lost our boundaries on the reservation. To me, this EIS smells of the same pattern, Chairman. That's why I'm worried about it, because we are implementing federal strategies and implementation of programs on fee simple land in Osage County. I think that's setting us up for a disappointment if somebody challenges it on fee simple land. So that's why I think we're already producing the EAs. You've already said it, it's working. I'm understanding, because we had some permits that were approved. It's working. But I think we ought to give it maybe a moratorium on EIS, see if this program is going to work. And then, if it works, then I think we ought to put the EIS process off on stage 3. If the EA doesn't work, then it's a candidate for EIS. And that's a process-driven implementation plan for a company such as Scott's and Warrior and several of the others. They want to go to the EIS. It's on them. It's not on us. We're being forced into this decision, and I think legally we might have some problems down the road. That's why I like, let's give this EIS a chance to see if we can get a opinion. Thank you, Jimmy.
I think the effort is exactly that. You're talking August the 15th. given a victory in a federal United States court. And with that, Mr. Rebar, thank you. You can take care of everything from your seat, please.
Okay, well, thank you, Chairman. I have an opinion and a suggestion. The BIA, in this regard, has already proven to us as producers and to this body that they're just unreasonable. They've already proven that they're adversarial to us. And since you already have an appointment with the Department of Interior head, I don't see why you wouldn't just go ahead and go straight to Mr. Zinke with this particular issue. If he wants to throw it back down to the BIA, well, then go back. But maybe you can eliminate that step. And then as far as my suggestion, whether it be the BIA or to trip to see Mr. Zinke, I would recommend that you take an Osage producer who is living and breathing these, and having to comply with these regulations, someone like Scott DeSharnel or others that could represent the producers and show, have a representative there that actually is the one ultimately affected by the decision to be made.
Very good comment. Councilwoman Gray.
I share Councilman Redcorn's concern about many disappointments for us down the road. I keep going back to that conversation we had during the NAGREG process where Charles Bass directly stated to you took the money. Mm-hmm. I was in a meeting yesterday where we were talking about a specific issue, and as I was leaving, superintendent and the same attorney were in the hallway talking, and he turned to her and said, "That will never happen." And I said, "Oh, geez, did I walk in on a conversation I shouldn't be listening to?" So there's something brewing in the background that we're not aware of, and I think it's driven by the solicitor's office. That's just, again, me sharing concern about possible disappointments for us down the road. I've had many times where I felt like I'm on a sinking ship, but I do appreciate, Mr. Storr, everything that you've done to help us try to get everything back on track and get us back to the good old days, shall I say. And I think that during this process, it may be a little bit more difficult for us just to deliver something to Mr. Zinke. There may be a different process in place that we are unaware of. But we will learn of those things as we go through this process to try to get the drillers back in the field. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Council, you need to add?
Just to add further, I mean, communication I'm hearing, reading in the paper regarding the 42,000 acres that was purchased from the nation down here, they've not been conducive to allow them to get that land put up, and I don't know the problem, I don't know what it is, but I know that group shares their frustration with the whole element that's been going on. So I guess what's their modus operandi over, like you're saying, they took the money, I don't know. But I feel like going from step A to B, the shortest route is check out something's working, which we know we've got some permits actually going in Osage County with this process of EA. Whether we're pointing fingers or not, I'm pointing fingers, I apologize, I got suspicions, but I'm saying if it worked, let's give it a shot. Let's try it for a little while. And then if it's working, we don't need to keep going. You can stop right there. Your kid's got a little sickness, you can take him to the clinic, he's well, keep moving. You know, take him to the ball game, whatever. Let's stop taking him to the hospital, put him in the hospital, and then, it's done, it's over. The EIS is just continue that process, and it's just only going to dig up more and more things we got to deal with. Landowners is one of the things that's going to be horrendous to deal with on the CIS. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you all, Phil.
I just want to make a short recommendation as a director. I agree with Paul about an Osage producer should go. I think he'd be a good candidate. He's a shareholder and a small producer. And he's trying to get some wells drilled, and he hasn't been able to drill any in quite a while. And I think Mr. Redcorn is raised traditionally, and he's not going to put his name out there, and I think he'd make a good candidate to go on this trip to visit with Zinke also.
Very good. With that, any other elements from the council? Let's go on to the next item. I'd like to talk just a moment about the executive administrative assistant permanent hire. I'd like to go ahead and take that on the Wednesday for the vote. I recommend that we approve it. And we'll take care of that Wednesday. The next item, and this is kind of where I was wanting to head with this, is over the appointment. As a primary member, I was given the nomination from the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, on September 1st. I will be traveling to Washington on October the 2nd. Will be our first official meeting of the new Royalty Policy Committee that has just been set. There's only four tribes across the United States represented. We are one of them. Very honored. I appreciate everything everyone has done. I'd like to reach out also to Indian Country. Some of you in Washington and in your reservations reached out and supported me on this nomination. I can't thank you enough. I think that this is the perfect timing for it because the delivery of these messages is exactly what I've got a call about. Now I want to say something official that I'm not allowed to make public comments on the RPC committee. I've been asked by the United States government that it's all directed to the Washington Department of Interior. Everything. So with that, I'm very thankful. What I've done here is that I'd like a resolution that approves my travel to the Royalty Policy Committee.
We do it today or Wednesday?
Ma'am?
You want to do it today?
Well, we do it Wednesday.
Okay.
I've got a couple of weeks to get my room. I call the county. What this is that we reimburse for all my travel. They pay for the per diem, but I've got to pick up the hotel before I get there, and then I'll leave my information, just like the federal highways team I sit on. FALC is involved. I've already approved it. Lacey and I have taken care of all the documentations. But our accounting felt like it would be better if I had a full compliment from the council on the travel cost. Yes, ma'am.
I would be willing to do a resolution on that project.
And with that, I'm not going to say too much more about what I've been asked, but I will tell you this, is that I'd have a more comfortable feeling about the federal team that has called me. They're asking, what are we thinking? You know, I know we're not moving 100,000 barrels a day, but we've been moving a long time. So they want to respectfully get that, I'll take it. And I'll speak on behalf of my council. Appreciate the ones that have called me and asked what are their concerns or mine. Actually, it's all of yours. So with that, we'll take care of that Wednesday. I did add one other item just to review. Frederick Spiegel and Morgan asked me to contact the new Federal Indian Policy Group. They're a new formed element. They have a meeting down in Houston coming up, and I just wanted to look at it. I'm going to look at my schedule, see if I might be able to be there. I was invited to come and do a short presentation. I'll be Wednesday with their full document. With that, I'd like to move on. Yes, ma'am.
What other tribes are involved in
it? I sent you the list of the...
I haven't been in the office.
My dear, it's Navajo, Southern Utes, and give me just a second. I just haven't brought it up. No.
No.
If you'll bear with me just a second, As soon as you get it announced, it'll be on the top of the federal entities. Only four, but we represent the 576 tribes. I think that's one of the Vents Act.
Okay. So it's the Navajo, Southern Ute, Choctaw.
Chairman Begay?
Yeah, for the Navajo?
Yes.
And then Christopher Red for the Southern Ute.
That's correct.
Charles Robertson for Choctaw, and then Everett Waller for Osage Marrows.
Yes, I'm sorry. And then read our alternates. Neil McCaleb's one of them for the Choctaw.
Why part of the Choctaw?
That's a question I'll have to ask those. I don't know. I didn't.
Okay. Mr. Becker from Navajo.
Bring him in.
Leslie Shakespeare from Eastern Shoshone Tribe. Neil McCaleb from Chickasaw Nation. Harry Barnes from Blackfeet Nation.
And Harry Barnes will actually be, if I can't make it, he'll go there on my behalf instead. But that's what I want, is a dedicated approach to this. They say we're only gonna meet once a year. That's not gonna happen. I've already been pretty warned about that. And I'll meet with him in October. He'll have a lot of our information. And with the council's approval, that's another thing, is that this will be a clearinghouse for us to put our ideas on the federal register because of this position. Council, you have anything to add? Can I have my folder back?
Yes.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
No, thank you all. It's because we're Osage, we're gone. It doesn't matter much with anyone. After next week, by the time I'm gonna have you a full file set for this, I'm gonna drop off the paperwork we did to accounting today. So, and actually, just in closing, they're gonna reimburse us for everything. But I would like to have that in case of flights. And then we get into another stipulation. Yeah, I can go quite a ways, but I can't go to Tahiti. The nation's got the green card. We need to think about that, but especially if we start traveling. We used to always have that card.
We need it back.
Well, that is a great comment. Okay, with that, let's move on. I'd like to go to item D, Councilman Irvin.
I put this on the agenda today, so we can discuss it Wednesday. There's a lot of items that need to be discussed. Of course, so far today, we've already heard three clear comments. The BIA's been unreasonable to us, and, you know, we're being punished because we took the money. And quite fortunately, I think it's only by the grace of God that we're still here, and I think we need to do something about it. But I will bring something Wednesday and hand it out to you all, so we can move on.
Are you gonna ask for review of the information you already have in hand?
Well, yeah, y'all can review that if you want, but I have some stuff I should probably email with you all Monday, so you can review it. I know some of you probably need more time than I do to read something. I'm saying some of them probably need more time. Some of them might read it two, three times, and I think we're going with that, because I read everything at least three times. I'm sure I don't miss nothing. But I will try to send out something Monday, so you all can review it.
Thank you. Council, bring him back.
Do you want to make a motion?
Go on executive, I will, sir. So we have a motion on the floor. Go on executive.
Second.
I have a second. Motion made by Councilman Crump, second by Councilman Redcorn. We're going to have a performance at CBP. And with that, I'd like to call for a roll call, please, and go on executive.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman Crump?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?